And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we go. Time to jump in to your questions here for Ask Roz and Mocha. Hello, Charmaine. Welcome to it. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you.
What is your question?
Okay, so my question for everyone is there something that someone would be surprised to learn about you?
Oh, is there something that someone would be surprised to learn about you?
Yes.
Well, the easy answer is I'm sure yes. Now, do you want to know what that thing is?
Yes, preferably.
Oh, I think that's what
interesting.
Hold on.
Before we go
around the room,
yeah.
Charmaine, is there anything that someone would be surprised to learn about you?
Okay, so I've been trying to think really hard about this, and the only thing I could come up with is that I've never tried smoking weed or cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
And I know that it sounds like maybe, well, but like I grew up in a very small town, but there was really nothing to do but like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And the crowd that I hung out with, it might be surprising that I never did it, but I was just never interested.
Interesting.
Huh. And did they ever like try to get you to smoke? Like, oh, come
no,
on.
Not
just,
really.
Oh, like just take a drag or like, you know, just try this weed, whatever.
Yeah, no, not really.
Huh.
They're pretty cool that way. But
huh.
I mean, if you saw me in high school, it'd be maybe more surprising than now.
You looked the type?
Well, I was more in like the gothic phase, but the people I hung around.
All right. Roz, do you have an answer?
Oh my God, my book is full of stuff.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a whole book about stuff that nobody knows about me.
September 27th, by the way.
That's going to be shocking. So yes, but you know what's interesting is that through the process of writing the book, I realized just how many of those things there are, you know, because I didn't realize, I knew that there were a couple things, like I knew that there was some stuff that I just never talked about. But then as I was just like reading, I'm like, wow, there was like, as I was writing it, I was like, wow, there's just a lot. Like it was overwhelming for me. Like I said, within the first, I would say 35 pages of my book, you are going to like learn a lot.
Like how many things can
page 36 onwards, we won't learn anything?
No. I just mean like, I just mean like out of the gate.
Uh-huh.
Like it's not like something that I build up towards and then like I tell you in the first like 50 pages, basically everything that you don't know. And then I spend the rest of the book breaking down those types of things, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is my name in the first 35 pages?
Interesting. I don't know. Is it more? Have you earned your way into the book yet?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you? What have you done lately?
Like my loyalty beatility.
See, right there. You know what I mean? If you can't take it seriously more, I'm not going to take you seriously.
Out of the book.
Yeah.
Shem, do you have an answer?
Honestly, much like you, I've also never been drunk and I've never smoked weed before.
You've never been drunk?
Never. Not
really,
not one time. I've tried.
Yeah.
But I've never been drunk.
You've never tried with me.
No, listen, you know what? People say that. They're always like, oh yeah, wait, try with me. And it's never happened. I've never been drunk.
If you go partying with Devo, you'll get drunk.
I have partied with Devo a couple times.
Yeah, but you can choose to keep up or not keep up. Like,
I always choose. I'm always game. I'm never like, no, I don't want to do it tonight. If I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go. And
what
I'm have
you?
Fun.
What have you drank?
Oh man, I've once had a couple of what do you call those waterfalls of vodka down my throat and mix. And I'm a mixer. Like I mix drinks all the time.
Yeah. Oh geez.
Yeah, but I've never been drunk a day in my life.
So you had two shots of vodka.
No, not two.
I don't know. So it sounds like to me.
I once had seven shots of Jack Daniels in a night.
Yeah. Oh my
along
God.
Along with like Heineken and Corona, a couple other things.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Daniels is disgusting.
It was gross.
Yeah.
And you still didn't even get drunk off of that?
Nope, not at all, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a really high tolerance for alcohol.
What do? Like, do you like eat a full loaf of bread before you go out?
Nope, just the Lord, my friend. I just
just the Lord. That's it. Damn it, Maury, what do you got?
Oh, I have tons of stuff, but what I'm willing to talk about, I would say.
So the quick answer is yes.
Yes.
To the question, are there things about you that people would be shocked to learn? So the answer to that is yes. Is there anything that you would be willing to share?
That I love to learn and I love to read. Oh, and I've done lots of drugs.
Done lots of drugs?
You're such a
what have
liar.
You done?
I have done, like, not snorting stuff, but I've done acid. I've done K.
When did you do K?
With my ex, Justin, at Boots Nightclub.
How much did he give you?
Well, with acid, it's like a little square piece of paper you put on your tongue.
What happened when you did acid?
That's the night that the walls started melting, and I thought that the people in the Idle Hands poster were coming after me.
Right. And so how long did the trip last for?
Several hours.
Yeah. Was it good?
No,
terrible, huh?
Terrible. Yeah, I would never do. I never recommend
that. I could never do that.
Oh, and I did shrooms.
And then, so what was K like?
And it just made me feel like I had a cold. It did nothing to me.
No, and then shrooms.
What's K? I don't even know. What
special
that.
Ketamine.
Okay.
Horse tranquilizer.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
Okay.
Loosens
that
you
one
up.
I did with my friend Kent at the Barn.
Yeah.
And which is a nightclub.
And did he take advantage of you or no?
No.
Okay. Did you take advantage of him?
No.
Did you make out at all?
No.
Oh.
Did you make out with anyone when you were on drugs?
No.
You just went to a bar, got high, and didn't make out with anybody?
No.
What kind of like early 2000s gay life did you lead?
Horrible.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, man. So you did that. What else? You said
and
mushrooms?
Shrooms. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And how was shrooms?
It's the same as acid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, see, I've never done any of that stuff.
No, me neither. The most I've ever done was smoke weed, and that's it.
Yeah.
I've never ventured outside of that.
Yeah. No. I'm fascinated by it, though. Like, I've never done drugs because I know I'd be really, really good at them.
Oh, really?
Are you worried that people would take advantage of you sexually?
No. I know that I would be really,
and you would just
really
want to go back. Want to go back.
Oh,
want to go back.
God.
Yeah.
Like I already know. Like I know that about myself.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's been times in my life where geez, man. Yeah, but no, I would.
You could have gotten yourself into some trouble.
Well, you sort of do, but then you get yourself out of it, and then you realize. You know, my God, but there's things like that fascinate me. Like cocaine fascinates me. I've never done cocaine. Heroin fascinates me. I don't want to wind up on the street. I don't want to like, you know, have to do anything to somebody being all broke and everything else.
Yeah.
But I like all that stuff to
like,
me.
Like what is it? The fascination of the high, like what it does to a person?
No. You know what's crazy is that I'm not interested in being high because I don't particularly like that feeling of even being drunk. The thing that draws me to it is the actual addiction behind it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm fascinated with. Like when you hear stories, you know, of people who sort of can kick easily, where there's a great story, you know, years ago, I don't remember what band it was, the guys from like Guns N' Roses or something like that, where they, like the main guy, the guitar player Slash, he's one of these addicts that other addicts hate. Because he would be like a heroin addict, but when it came time to go in the studio and record a new album, he just wouldn't do heroin.
Yeah.
Like he could turn it on and off,
mm-hmm.
right? To me, that's what fascinates me. Like I wonder if I started doing heroin, if I could be the guy that turned it on and off.
Mm.
And, but you know, that's not something you can, you know.
You can't gamble with that.
You can't gamble with that,
no.
right?
No.
Because everything about it sort of fascinates me. You see these stories of people who do, you know, who do heroin, but they lead normal lives. They're like completely functioning heroin addicts where, you know, they go to a place before work every day, do a little bit of heroin and you would never even know, right?
Wow.
Because heroin is not that bad for you, believe it or not. too much heroin is bad for you.
Yeah.
But as far as what other substances do to your organs, like your liver and your lungs and your heart, heroin's not that bad for you. It's just a lot of heroin is really bad for you, right?
Charmaine, thank you so much for your question. That was wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Lena says here, now that Maury is on Microsoft Teams, because if you don't know, in our studio right now, since COVID, we had to separate the show. So Roz and I are in one studio, Shem is in another studio, David Maury is in another studio, and we communicate throughout the show using Microsoft Teams. So Lena says here, now that David Maury is on Microsoft Teams, does he miss when Roz would ask him to, quote, come into the room, my love?
There is a lot I miss. Of since COVID, I guess.
Yeah.
Like what? Go through it.
Like driving Roz to work,
right.
Having him call me in, you know, arm wrestling him. Basically, anytime Roz can touch me, it won't happen.
Right.
For a while.
Yeah. We haven't. my worry is this, and thank God that COVID just is, you know, is sticking around for as long as it did, because if there was ever the day where they just, somebody came out and went, all right, everybody, it's over.
Yeah.
The last case is done.
Yeah.
It's put to bed. There's nobody in the hospital.
No math. Take down the plexiglasses from everywhere.
Nobody is currently infected in the world. Like, if somebody came out and said that, like, that's the day that I was fearing.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the day, right? Thank God it's been, like, this slow burn of, like, we're back, we're not back, all this. And then we just sort of forced ourselves to get used to it. But if it came out, like, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? Like, at the end of that, I was worried what was going to happen with Maury, because I started to worry that Maury was going to have this, we need to make up for lost time kind of attitude, where I think now we're just beyond that. We're just so far past make up for lost time, because everything has changed forever.
If there was no COVID, I would ask you to feel my beard.
Right, which I would say no, as I would before COVID.
And then Mocha would have to do it.
Right?
Yeah,
you probably would too. Yeah, you guys could rub beards.
Oh no,
is that
thank
too, is that,
God for COVID, guys?
Yeah, I know. I think that's a great idea. And
but here's my fear is that I don't know if we can ever go back to stuff like that. Like, I don't know if we came up with something right now where, like, you know, you two guys would, like, lose something and then you'd have to rub beards. Like, as fun as that would be to watch and listen to, right? And hear just the scraping back and forth.
What if we put like a hockey mouth guard in, so our mouth is covered?
You can't touch. Your face is that close to each other anymore. Like, you just, and I don't know if we're ever going to go back to that. Like, I don't know if we're ever going to go back to things where you guys are, you know, able to rub beards.
I think it does a disservice to the world.
What if we did like the pyramid of beard, the pyramid, the beardamid. What if it was the three of you? What if it was you, Maury, with your brand new beard, Shem and Mocha? Like, what if we sort of did that?
Who would be on the bottom?
Nobody's on the bottom. You're all standing up.
I thought it was cheek to the floor and then up.
Cheek to the floor.
Like, you would cheek to the floor and then the next person sort of lies
you would all like form like a three-person circle and slowly move in tighter and tighter and tighter.
Can't do that now. COVID.
So your beards are all touching.
Yeah, no,
everybody else
is
touching everybody's beards. And then you stick your chins out so your chin beards are touching as well. And then you could smoosh around and it would just give that really, really great sound.
See, like, that's
some cool stuff. Stuff like
that.
That's never going to happen, guys. Sorry, Shem. Can't do cool stuff anymore. But no, that was my fears, that we were going to come out of this and Maury was going to try and make up for lost time. And I was going to be
still
like,
hope.
Oh my God, I would have hated that.
Rayman asks, what was the last play you saw?
Oh, I saw the Harry Potter play.
Oh, how was it?
Honestly, out of this world. Fantastic.
Really?
The effects? Holy geez.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I went and saw that Anne Juliet play.
Mm-hmm.
Which
with all the pop songs?
Yeah, I like that. I didn't mind that. I mean, listen, I'm not a play guy, right? Like, it's just not for me. Roxy really seemed to like it, and then I liked that she liked it. So, you know, so there's that.
I'm not a play guy either, so either the last play I went to was the David Arquette.
Oh my gosh.
Sherlock Holmes from I don't even know how many years ago that was.
And didn't they cancel that because it was so terrible?
Yeah.
No, Mocha said he was drunk or something.
No, I never said any of that. I said that, you mean David Arquette was drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Jenna and I left during intermission and we never came back.
Right.
It was either that or we went to see, I think we watched like the Shrek musical that they had.
Oh,
it was like a
but it wasn't like a
touring. It was like one of those the local theater put on the show, and we went to that. But I'm not a theater guy.
No.
So
before Harry Potter, the day before lockdown, I saw the Diana Ross musical.
How was that?
It was amazing. But then the next day, I guess they shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Shem, right,
are you
a
play guy? Do you go or have you seen?
I love plays, man. I did plays and musicals in school.
Oh, yeah.
The last one I saw was a high school production of Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Bye Bye Birdie, if you don't know, that's like, it's almost like an Elvis-type story.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I also was in the Bye Bye Birdie musical in my high school, so it was cool to...
You did Bye Bye Birdie?
I did, yeah.
It's a classic story. We were doing Bye Bye Birdie together.
Oh, so good.
76.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
I saw a high school production of that, and it was great.
What's a big song from Bye Bye Birdie?
Oh, man. There's, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. It never felt like this. Oh, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, give me
me one last kiss.
See what you're missing out on, Mocha?
Wow.
And then there's also gray skies are gonna clear up.
That's the famous
on a happy
one.
Happy face, of course.
Oh yeah.
And my character Albert Peterson sung that song.
Albert Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple Pat, friend of the show, big fan of the show, says here: would you rather have to pay for anything car related, so gas, repairs, maintenance, or when you're driving, you never have a person in front of you and never hit a red light?
So never have to pay for anything, gas, oil changes, nothing.
Or just have the convenience of just having basically free road,
I'd rather never have to pay for, because I just had to get my car fixed. It was $2,000.
Oh, what did you have to get fixed on your car for $2,000?
It had to, the spark plug, they had to do the oil, they had to do some sort of other thingy.
They charge you a lot for a spark plug and oil change, bro.
And the light bulb, pop out my bumper. All kinds of things.
Oh, body work. Yeah, body work done. Why don't you start with body work? I'm like, Maury, right now, like the oil change, the spark plug and the light bulb. I'm like, you are not even close to $2,000.
Yeah.
What did they charge you for the body work?
That was only $80.
$80?
What?
Yeah.
No.
They do is heat it up and then pop it out.
Oh,
but then, but then labor.
You make it sound so easy.
How much did they charge you for labor for that?
That was a deal I had with them where it's all encompassing.
Okay,
that makes no sense.
Yeah. Wait a second. Do you have the receipt? What's your itemized? I need to know what cost you $2,000.
Yeah.
I think they email it.
Yeah, I need to know what cost $2,000, because
I think reading that receipt.
And why didn't you change your own headlight?
How do you do that? Oh no, on a Yaris, you can't do that. You
can't do what?
On a Yaris, you have to remove the bumper to change a light bulb.
What?
Yeah, I don't have the receipt. And on a Yaris, you have to remove the bumper to change the light bulb.
Oh, because it's all one piece.
Yeah, apparently, they told me that. It's like ridiculous to do that.
Then why did you say, can I do it myself?
Well, I said, how hard would it be? And they said, well, you can't do it with this car. You would have to remove the bumper, and you don't know how to do that.
Oh, God, Jesus. Huh. Okay, so you're saying
I'm for
what,
that,
Maury?
Because I would rather not spend, and plus, I mean, gas is every week, it's like $30.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I would also say my answer is definitely gas, car repairs, maintenance, stuff like that.
Right.
I don't mind sitting at a red light. I don't mind having cars in front of me. I don't mind being stuck in traffic. If I don't have to pay for any of that other stuff, the maintenance, like I'm right now between $130 and $150 bucks a week to fill my tank.
Do you ever use your points to get some free gas?
No, I use my points right now to get free groceries. I mean, at the end of the day, it all kind of like evens out somewhere, right? Mm. Roz?
Well, I think that you're like, there's another part of, you know, all of this that I think that we should take into consideration, which is if I don't have to pay for gas or like minor maintenance and upkeep and all that other stuff, first of all, I'm taking that option, but I'm buying like a 68 Mustang Fastback.
Okay.
Where gas is like going to cost me $900 a month to run. If I don't have to pay for any of that, I'm buying like a car that is brutal on gas.
Right.
But just like a cool car.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like I'll get like a 70s Bronco or something like that. Right. Like if I don't have to pay for anything, then why not? Like, why not just get like a real cool car? Like, I don't have to keep my truck runs like it's a muscle car. It costs me so much in gas.
It sounds hot, your car.
It sounds hot. What do you mean
hot? Like the engine, like it sounds sexy.
Oh, it's loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I found my invoice. I emailed it to you.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Hold on here. Give me 1 second. Invoice. Oh, geez. Look at this. Okay. Hold on here. What do we got?
Let me get to this. How much was the spark plug?
Let me get to the grand total. I don't know how to even read an invoice. I can't. Oh, my God. I'm on page 4.
4?
I'm on page 5 of 6. Okay, hold on here.
What do they do? Tell you?
Hold on here.
Tell you how the car is made?
Yeah, let me put my glasses on for this. It was actually more than $2,000. It was $2,377.
Almost. Did you have to call the credit card company to?
No, Matthew paid for it. I'm paying him back.
Oh, really? Wow. What did Matthew say about that charge?
He said it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so Maury, they charged you $583 in parts.
Wow.
and $1,500 in labor.
Wow.
And you pay $271 in tax.
And how long did they have the car for?
24 hours.
24 hours. Wow.
Bro.
Why they need the car for that long if they're just popping up?
Because they have to order parts.
But they didn't order the parts beforehand? Like, you knew you were taking your car in.
No, but then they do a walk around or whatever. Like, I didn't know they were going to change the spark plug until I guess they saw.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I understand.
So you had your alignment checked, mm-hmm. right? You had your, I don't even know what this is, job number two total. I don't know. I don't know.
No. Now they're just making stuff up.
I know.
He needed a job number two.
So perform flush of fuel injection system. That was $120. So this is all your labor here.
Yeah.
Throttle body service. Believe me, I've paid way more than $120 for that exact service morning. So I would say that you got a deal on $120. I've paid, geez, and they were for what, 24 hours, $120 for throttle body service. I paid like $250 for an hour. Happily too.
Wow.
So your spark plug replacement and all that stuff was for the new spark plug and to replace the new spark plug was $177.
Wow.
Is what they charged you. Yeah, that's a lot of money, man. And then, so what is this? So your front brake pads, did you need all this stuff? Like, did you need your replacing of the front brake pads and machine rotors and replace all that stuff? Did you need all that?
I assume so.
You know what? With the way, it doesn't surprise me with the way Maury drives.
But Maury drives literally from his home to here every day. That's it.
I know. But guess what? It's always chaos when he gets behind that wheel.
It's not, I know, but Maury's not, I don't think Maury's.
But every time I went to get the oil change, they tell me about these things and I say, we'll do it next time. We'll do it next time. They said there's no more next time.
Oh, okay. Oh. So your brake pads were probably like right down.
Well, to stop my car for a while, I had to lift my foot and press down harder.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, and then you mess your rotors up, and of course.
Yeah, yeah. You had to learn a new technique. Matthew, when you have your leg on the back of my neck when you're constantly, like, pushing me to the floor, what's your technique? I need to do that in the car. Yeah, it's a lot of money, man. Cars are expensive.
Niana, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. What is your question for everybody?
I have a super weird question for you guys. I came across this argument with my sister whether if you guys moisturize the bottom of your feet or not.
So hold on. You had an argument with your sister about whether or not we do it or just about people in general?
Just about it, just in general. I personally think it's a health and safety hazard.
Really? Why?
Well, if you moisturize the bottom of your feet and you have hardwood flooring, you can slip and fall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you're right. It's a slip and fall problem. Okay, so I don't moisturize anything.
Shows.
ring, ring, 911.
Okay, I don't moisturize anything. I don't lube up. Okay, so I'm going to start with you, Maury, first, okay?
I do every single night.
But do you moisturize the bottoms of your feet is the question.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You too.
Mostly my right foot.
Why is that?
Because that one needs more attention.
That's the grossest one, right?
I have a sort of, it looks like a deodorant
stick.
The one
you use for the break.
Actually.
Yeah.
So it looks like a deodorant stick and it's a heel repair kit. So I first rub that on the heel of my right foot.
Yeah.
Then I use.
Is it all callousy back there?
Yeah. And then I ordered off online. It's like a Vicks, but for your feet.
Right.
So then I rub that all around in between my toes and stuff like that, like a large amount.
Yeah.
Then I put foot CBD cream.
Jesus, you got a lot going on down
there. Yeah. And then I put a rubber sock on.
A rubber sock?
Yeah, so that it holds it all
so
in.
Hot.
Oh, gross.
And you do this in the mornings or
no,
night?
No, that's at night. So that when I wake up in the morning, I rip the rubber sock off and leave it on
How
the nightstand.
How tight is the rubber sock?
Oh, it's tight. Mm. It's very tight.
But does like the stuff start squishing up out of the top with all that creams and everything on there?
No. But as I like, I yeah,
what, are you
no,
on a
it's...
tugboat?
No, she's getting some text, right?
Oh, okay. But it doesn't squish out the top, though.
No, it doesn't.
No,
no, it does not.
What color is the rubber sock? Don't
Blue.
Say black. Okay, thank God. Blue.
And do you have to wash it? I assume.
I don't.
You don't? Ew, gross.
That's a lot of built-up cream in there.
Yeah. That's so nasty.
Do you have two rubber socks or just one?
I have two, but I only put one on.
What happens with the other rubber sock?
Oh, it's just in the nightstand.
Like it's an emergency rubber sock.
Yeah, backup sock. Yeah,
I don't know, man. If you drop dead, you got to get that stuff out of the nightstand more. Yeah. If you drop dead and somebody's got to go in and like clean out your room and they find one rubber sock in your nightstand with all these creams and lubes,
cream.
Right?
Ew,
no,
that's so
disgusting.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
And a flashlight.
In a flash. Matthew won't show up to your funeral.
No,
what the hell goes on?
I don't know this guy.
I don't know, perv.
Wait, you said flashlight, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes.
Just making sure.
Okay, Mocha, do you moisturize the bottoms of your feet?
Hell
Mocha?
Yeah,
you do.
Yep.
Interesting.
I moisturize my entire body,
top to bottom.
By the time I get to my feet, I get my heel, the bottom of my foot, the top of my foot, my toe, like in between my toes.
Really?
And then I put socks on.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's how I don't. No, not rubber socks. So that's how I don't slip on the hardwood floor, Niana. I put socks on right after.
Yeah, listen, as a black man, listen, ash is a real thing, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't, if you want to, listen, the bottom of my foot, if I don't cream it,
I could
start a fire. It's terrible.
When I first moved to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And I went into a pharmacy for the first time. I had never in my life been to a pharmacy where they had black products. Mm. I'd never seen that section before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? And so for like the first couple years that I lived here, I used to use, there was a black hair product. I don't remember what it was called, but it was to sort of calm down frizz a little bit or like for when you had sort of like unruly, wiry, whatever.
Like flyaways?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was for black hair, specifically for black hair. And I used to use that, and then I also used to go through tubs of cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter. This is what I'm talking about.
Right?
Cocoa butter? Man.
Bro, I would dip my hand in there with four fingers.
Again, brother.
I would dip it in there, and I would do my entire, I was like, you do my entire body, like head to toe. First of all, I smelled like the beach all the time.
Yep.
Right? All the time. And I used to go tub after tub after tub.
Do you guys
of that
use
stuff.
Palmers?
Only one to weave. Yeah. Palmers.
Yeah.
And by the way,
Palmers. Cocoa butter.
Palmers in the circle, in the circular, and not that fake cream nonsense.
Yeah.
In the tub.
Let me just make sure. So I love Palmer's cocoa butter. The only thing is I find that it's it takes a while for the greasiness, like when it's on your hands, to go away. So like if you touch your phone or you touch anything, it just like leaves a little bit of the residue, right?
Yeah, you can't sit on a railing for a while. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. No. You know what? I didn't use Palmer's. You know what one I used?
What?
Queen Helene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was the one that I used.
I used to use
because you could see through the container
as a, you know, people use a shave like a oil that you could put on to shave. There was a barber who was like, just take a little bit, rub it in the palm of your hands and then put it on your face and use that to shave. And my skin was like baby soft.
Cocoa butter is the best.
Cocoa butter really was the best. I miss using cocoa butter. Maybe I'll get back into cocoa butter again.
You should.
Because I really like the way you smelled when you were covered in cocoa butter.
Three of us in here smell like cocoa butter.
Oh, we got to get a steel
cocoa
drum.
Cocoa butter hand cream.
You know what I mean?
Thanks, Niana. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Mackenzie Martin says here, when driving for a road trip, do you prefer to listen to podcasts or music? And who is your go-to artist or podcast? My boyfriend and I are driving from Ontario to PEI this weekend, and he prefers music, but I finally convinced him to let me binge the Roz and Mocha podcast as it makes time go by quicker since it's more fun.
That's true. Mocha, I'll start with you because you probably have the longest commute of all of us, right?
Yeah. Like in the car solo, I listen to a ton of different podcasts.
Okay.
Sometimes I listen to music. When I'm in the car with my family, that's when we listen to music. And much like Mackenzie, who said that they're going from Ontario to PEI this weekend in like a couple of weeks, myself, Jenna, our son Cruz, and the two dogs are going on a road trip from here to PEI.
You're driving to PEI
with
two dogs?
With two dogs.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
it's
going to
be
no
nuts.
Way.
It's going to be nuts.
Oh, my God. How long of a drive is that?
So it's supposed to be like 16 hours or something like
straight,
that.
Straight,
yeah,
right?
But we're breaking it up. Okay. So we're driving to Quebec City, stay a night, next day, drive the rest of the way, and the exact same thing on the way home.
And what are you hoping is in PEI there for you? Like, what do you
I've always wanted to go to the East Coast. Yeah. Jenna, I know, went to the East Coast like a couple times for work when she would travel, but I had never been, and it was just like another place that
PEI
both of us
is
just kind of really want to venture out and check out.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go that far, what is it like? I mean, because then you got Nova Scotia and Newfoundland after that, right? But PEI, PEI is gorgeous. It's so pretty. PEI is really, really, really
so
pretty.
So I think in the car, it'll just be playlists. It'll just be music.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't. My family won't sit through like listening to a podcast that I listen to.
No.
You know what I mean?
They're not going to watch, like, listen to like the history of Ric Flair. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's whoo! Like, how many times you need
to By the way, I haven't got to that episode yet.
I will.
You guys now did a road trip last summer.
We did, and the radio wasn't working.
Oh no! So what'd you listen to?
In the Winnebago, nothing. We just talked.
Oh, like,
really? Yeah. The radio didn't work, so we actually had no music on that trip.
Oh, damn.
But Catherine would just play stuff on her phone though.
Yeah,
stick her phone in the console or whatever. It was totally fine. If I'm alone, I will listen to just music.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with Catherine and Roxy, Catherine only listens to the 60 station.
Or
the all kids station on satellite is what she listens to.
Yeah.
And then do I ever listen to podcasts? No. The closest thing to a podcast that I would listen to in the car, and again, never alone, only with Catherine and Roxy, was we would listen to a lot of books on tape if we were going to be in the car for like over an hour. And so that's really what we would do. We had the whole Roald Dahl series on tape. And I think Kate Winslet was the one that read it, which was which was really great. So we would do that. But no, I rarely listen to podcasts. If I listen to a podcast, it's at home.
Yeah.
Never in the car. Never in the car. I don't know why. I think I need to concentrate or something like that. I don't know what it is about podcasts in the car. Like, to me, it just doesn't feel like a car thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast and like all of a sudden I'll get to a part and because I zoned out or my mind drifted somewhere else. So I'd have to go and I'd hit the button to rewind it by 30 seconds.
Yes.
So I can listen back to what I thought I missed. But I very much pay attention when I listen to these podcasts in the car.
Damon Worry, when's the last time you went on a road trip?
Christmas to the cabin.
And how long of a drive was that?
2 hours.
That's a road trip. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And what did you guys
listen to? We always
listen to
like 70s or 80s, or Matthew loads up the 6 CD changer and puts on.
Yeah, he puts on what?
Elton John, Mariah, Madonna, like all the greatest hits.
Oh, greatest hits. So not just like straight up albums.
No, the greatest. That's so funny because he'll walk to the car with like a stack of CDs and load them in, and it's always like the greatest hits, and then shuffles through.
And so you're okay with that though?
Oh yeah, we that's the one thing Matthew and I are like shockingly the same on is music taste.
Yeah, that's actually a huge plus though.
Yeah.
It's a huge plus. Like, Catherine and I pretty much have the same sort of taste in music. I have, just because I'm 10 years older than she is, that there's stuff that I like that she just has no interest in. But we have a lot of common ground when it comes to music. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I could be with somebody who liked terrible music.
Yeah.
Where it was always on in the house. Like, I would come home to my house, you know what I mean? The place that like is supposed to be a sanctuary and like something really awful would be playing.
Right.
I don't know if I could do that. I think that having...
You just walk into the house and be in a bad mood.
Oh, it would drive me crazy. Crazy.
Shem, road trip, what are you doing? Music or podcast?
Probably a little bit of both, but I love listening to soca music when I'm on a road trip.
Interesting.
Because it keeps me awake. But also just puts me in a good mood, right? Yeah. Like, I love soca music. I love the feeling of it, and reggae as well. Soca and reggae for me.
Hey, Shem, what, you know that thing everybody's doing online right now? It's like they're a 10, but?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I'll give this to you. So they're a 10, like an absolute knockout 10. And every day you come home, they're home listening to BTS.
Oh,
Lord.
What are you going to do?
They no longer attend.
No.
Oh, no.
What are you doing? You can't?
Firstly, they're probably really young.
Yeah. I know, there was somebody who worked in my lawyer's office who was like a graduate from, like, I don't even know where they went, like a big law school, like NYU or something like that. Huge BTS fan.
Really?
Huge. Yeah, like in her 30s, massive BTS fan.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say right now to the BTS fans, because last time I said something about BTS on the podcast, they called me out on it, and I get the DMs. We're good, okay? I love you. We're just playing a game here, okay? BTS, not for me. Love you guys as an army, though. Thank you.
We'll end with this one. Cecilia says, what is your favorite summer / hot weather treat?
Listening to BTS as loud as I can. like cold treat?
Yeah. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, or like for me. Like,
you're not going to say like you're sitting outside in 35 degree weather eating a hot slice of pizza.
I would, yeah, like for me.
Although I have done
for me,
that.
Like although I love hot dogs all year round.
Yeah.
To me, just being outside, like even sitting on the grass on a towel with like a plate of hot dogs,
really?
For me is such a treat. I love hot dogs in the summer.
Yeah.
Love hot dogs in the summer.
Damn, Maury?
Watermelon.
Oh, good one. See, I don't like any of that stuff.
I've gone through so much watermelon the last few weeks. I go and I buy they cut it up for you.
Yeah.
And
wait, but if you go through so much of it, why don't you just buy a full watermelon and chop it up yourself?
Well, because you can open the container and
it's cheaper, though, to buy a full watermelon.
I know, but it's heavy.
So do you buy like watermelon in like cubes in a plastic thing, or when you say chopped up, because sometimes you can buy like a quarter watermelon wrapped up in the grocery store.
No, where it's all cut up in cubes.
Oh, I got you.
In the plastic thing,
you pay for labor with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I don't mind watermelon, but I would never like go out of my way to eat watermelon.
Or if I'm barbecuing, I now love those vodka coolers. So now I offer to go and barbecue just so that I can have a drink on the roof.
Right. And how many of those do you drink while you're up there?
One. I know the barbecue's finished when I finish the drink.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's how I gauge the barbecue. When I'm done my drink, the food is done.
But you're not drinking your drink at the same pace every single time.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
I saw a picture that you posted of barbecuing. And I don't think that barbecue's nearly hot enough to be cooking.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
It's also half broken, but yeah.
But it's just, I never see a flame.
Which part? Probably the part that you're cooking on.
Yeah. Like, I saw pictures of the food you were cooking on there, and it's like.
I always take a picture just as I put the food on.
No, but I saw one where something had been flipped, and all it had was like a couple of like maybe like dark-ish gray lines on it. Oh. Like, that was not cooked.
Where did he post?
I don't know. Maybe he sent it to me because he sends me everything.
I post these things on Twitter.
On Twitter? Okay, hold on.
I could Grillmaster Sherman is what I said.
What?
Grillmaster Sherman.
Damn it.
Girl.
Where's this picture of you cooking? How far down do I got to scroll?
Pretty far.
Oh, just type in your search, grill space master space
go.
Sherman.
Is it?
Yeah, like look at those. Like look at the shrimp.
Salmon and ew.
Yeah,
that
right?
Salmon looks so disgusting.
It looks so gross.
it's on wood and it tastes like cedar.
Okay, but why is your shrimp on, which is going to take about 30 seconds to cook on that grill? Why is your shrimp on at the same time your salmon's on and the salmon is perfectly raw sitting on a piece of wood beside your.
It looks like a piece of flesh.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with the salmon in the meat or the shrimp in the meantime?
You keep it off to the side and you stick it on after.
Oh, I don't know. I just threw it all at the same time.
Jeez.
And then when the shrimp is done, I put it in the bowl.
Okay, hold on here. There was another picture too, do you get flame? Like, do you get stuff like flaming up on you when you're in there?
No,
you don't. Why not? You should.
Just when he looks in the mirror.
do you put oil on it?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Here, Mocha, go to this picture. Right. Go to. When the hell did you post this? 6/18.
June 18th.
Yeah, June 18th. 2022. It's not that far down because Maury has his drink there with him.
This one is with the vegetables.
It's two up from Maury's topless picture where he was trolling people to give him well wishes while he was in the hospital.
Hold on. The one that says Grill Master Sherman back at the barbecue tonight. We're having fish and vegetables.
Let me see that one.
This one?
Yeah. Look at that. Okay.
So you have eggplant, zucchini, peppers, and then fish in tinfoil.
Yo, this barbecue looks so dry.
I know. Maury, you're the only person I know that when they do a shot of their barbecue where you call yourself Grillmaster Sherman, you take and post the picture of like the frozen burger patty on the grill.
Yeah.
And raw fish instead of the after.
I don't understand.
Would the after make more sense?
What's happening here?
Like, I don't understand why you're posting so many pictures of raw food on the grill and not what it looks like afterwards.
You know what it looks like? And tell me if I'm wrong, Maury, but it looks like you took all the food, you put it on the grill, you took the photo, and then you lit the grill. The grill doesn't look like it's lit at all.
No,
just
it's
cold.
Going. It's going, but there's such a small, little, tiny flame in these barbecues.
Look at this picture I'm going to show you right now, Mocha. Look at this shot. What in the hell is going on here? Everything's frozen and raw.
But you see what I'm saying? It looks like he just took the food, threw it on there before
there's
even starting the barbecue.
No smoke. No nothing. Okay, Maury, I'm worried about you're going to poison your husband now.
Maybe that's the goal.
Maybe.
Thank you for all of your comments. Keep them coming in. We post a picture online at Kiss925 once a week that simply reads Ask Roz and Mocha. This is where we get the questions from, and we'll get you to join us on an episode of the podcast as well. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.